Place and Neighbourhood here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. One of the band's many top 20 hits during the 90s, a period of which also saw them win two top five albums, Spiders and Tin Planet. Yesterday, following the band's recent comeback trail, I was joined in the studio by Tommy Scott, the lead singer of Space. This is what he had to say for himself. It's a little bit fuzzy at the beginning of the interview. Apologies for that. It was me telling him all about how much of a Space fanboy I was during the 90s, rushing off from school to buy the new album from my local Virgin Megastore. And he also told us a bit about how the band originally got together in the early 90s.
Hey, mate, it's good to be here.
It's lovely to have you here, Tom. Welcome to Phoenix FM. Yes, I might be prone to the odd fanboy moment here, because I was a huge Space fan in the 90s. Could not wait to get to Virgin Megastore to pick up it. Oh. So it was very exciting for me.
That's very nice to know, Nick. That's very good. We have a little few DJ fans, you know, that's cool.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, basically, I'd been in other bands and, like, none of them were successful. And then, we just kept going on and forth. No, I can't give up. And then I ended up meeting Jamie Murphy, who was the other singer in Space. And we just said, let's get something together, like, and we were just standing at a bus stop and we said, what should we call ourselves? And I just went, what about Space? No big deep meaning and not, like, no prog rock meaning, you know what I mean? It's just like, let's call ourselves Space. And then, I think it was about 94 or something, we started or something. And then, just did demos and stuff. And then we got Mark, our manager, he took us on. What are you waiting for? Mark, our manager's in the corner, you see.
It's because he's heard his name mentioned.
Yeah. And I didn't say his second name. Mark Kelly, sorry. Yeah. So we just carried on. We didn't know if we were going to make it and stuff. And then we got Gut Records, came down to Liverpool to see us. And they loved us and said, dead cliche, do you want to make records? And we said, yes, please. And that's how it started, like, you know.
Wow, and yes, and of course you went on to release Spiders, which I think went a few times platinum.
Yeah.
And yes, I mean, I still remember hearing seeing Neighbourhood like for the first time on the chart show and not being quite sure what to make of it, because it sounded like completely different to all the other guitar bands that were around at the time.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
And I just remember the first time I heard Female of the Species and absolutely loved it. I think that was the track that really got, I think, a lot of people like into your music for the first time.
Yeah, everyone knows that's our main track. Lots of people love Neighbourhood or Avenging Angels, all different tracks, you know what I mean? But, that's the one. It was going to be a B-side, you know, and then just like, it just got better and better, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. And, the head of the record company said, I think we've got something here, so. And we did.
Right, so. Well, you've brought along your guitar. What track are you going to do for us first?
Well, seems we've just been talking about Female. I'll give that a bash.
Sounds like a plan.
And thundering thrills await me, facing insurmountable odds. Gravely, the female of the species is more deadly than the male. Shock, shock, horror, horror, shock, shock, horror. I'll shout myself hoarse for your supernatural force. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. Oh, and she deals in witchcraft and one kiss and I'm zapped. How can heaven hold a place for me when a girl like you has cast a spell on me? Oh,
How can heaven hold a place for me when a girl like you has cast a spell on me? Frankenstein and Dracula have nothing on you. Jekyll and Hyde join the back of the queue. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. Oh, and she wants to conquer the world completely, but first she'll conquer me discreetly. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. Oh, and she deals in witchcraft and one kiss and I'm zapped. How can heaven hold a place for me when a girl like you has cast a spell on me? Oh, how can heaven hold a place for me when a girl like you has cast a spell on me? Craft and one kiss and I'm Zappa. How can heaven hold a place for me when a girl like you has cast a spell on me? Oh, how can heaven hold a place for me when a girl like you has cast a spell on me?
Excellent. Wow. Tommy Scott from Space performing Female of the Species, top 20 hit back in 1996 here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. We went on to discuss a bit about how it was used on various TV shows, including perhaps most famously Cold Feet, and also the Austin Powers movie. And I went on to say that the first time I heard it being used on TV was actually one of my mum's favourite gardening shows. So there you have it.
And it was on Austin Powers as well, so...
Ah, yes. So, yes, I remember it impressing the producers of Gardener's World before anyone else. And that was when I knew we were onto something big. So when it came to making the second album, Tin Planet, was it like a conscious decision to go back to that sort of crooning style?
Yeah, it was actually, yeah. I just wanted to explore that theme more. You know, as people were calling us, that's where we got the term queasy listening. You know what I mean? You know, that's what people used to say we were, queasy listening, not easy listening, but a bit odd and weird, like, you know. So, yeah, I did deliberately go that way. I don't remember for the good or bad, but I did it, you know.
Yeah, I think I sort of remember you saying it was kind of like, it was that sort of thing that you were getting more into, whereas yeah. On the first album, I think you were often kind of went a bit rockier at times.
Yeah.
It probably surprised a few people how kind of like, how heavy that album was in places.
Well, that's especially when we played it live, you know, but we used to rock places, you know what I mean? But, you know, you've got to do, you can't just keep doing the same stuff. You've got to experiment, you know what I mean? Otherwise it becomes boring. If we didn't just want to do the same album. You know, we had one of our biggest hits on the second album, you know, The Ballad of Tom Jones, you know. So.
Indeed. You know, with Keras of Catatonia.
Yeah. So it was, you know, Avenging Angels was a hit. It had quite a few. That went double platinum as well, album as well. So, you know. So both albums went, but I think, sometimes with the problem with Space was we had different followers for each single. Mm. You know, cause something was so different from the other. Some people would go, I don't really like that one, but I love the other one. And then the different fans would go, you know, well, I'll buy that one, you know, so I think it worked out well, you know, so.
Yes, you had kind of like different sections of fans, which I suppose is quite unusual for bands in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think what I always liked about you is I liked how you often tried lots of different styles. I suppose because you were all contributing something different. And I suppose when you joined, I mean, you were all into like different things originally, weren't you?
Yeah, I love all types of music. You know, I the main influence on Space when we first started was Cypress Hill. You know, that's who we thought we were going to be. You know what I mean? But we just couldn't do it. You know what I mean? You know, it just didn't work. But in a way, we got our own sound. You know.
Mm.
You know. And I love Elvis. I love Sinatra. I love punk. You know. I love all sorts of music. I love some classical music. You know. So it all gets thrown into the mix. You know.
Yes, and you ended up in a band with a heavy rock fan and a dance fan
who were both
the other sort of like contributors to writing the song. So
yeah, that's true, except I was the only one who had the hits. Sorry, boys. Oh no, they're not here. They can't hear me, can they?
Do you remind them of that in person much now? Oh well, we won't dwell on that one too much, but wouldn't it be great if you could do another track for us? Which track are you going to do next?
It's up to you. Do you want me to do the new one now, or do you want me to do the Avenging Angels? It's up to you.
Let's do some Avenging Angels, okay. Seeing as we mentioned it.
You ready?
Take it away, Tommy from Space, here on Phoenix FM.
Avenging angels, vengeance, you know it tastes so good. Vengeance is as cold as ice when it has you in its sights. When it has you in its sights, calling out avenging angels, angels. Kick-ass angels calling out, avenging angels, angels, kick-ass angels. You could give a call to Scotland Yard, send for help from the FBI, but they won't stop a bomb going off with only seconds on the clock. Calling out avenging angels, angels, kick-ass angels, calling out. Avenging angels, angels, kick-ass angels, angel, angel. I hear to brighten up my darkest day. I take me in your arms, protect me from my enemy. Oh, deadly angel, angel. And when they got me on my knees, they're just about to do the deadly deed. You rescue me, rescue me. Calling out avenging angels, angels, kick-ass angels, calling out avenging angels, angels, kick-ass angels.
Awesome. Mr. Tommy Scott from Space here on Phoenix 98 FM and his version of Space's Avenging Angels from the album Tin Planet, which originally got to number 6 in early 1998.
Clever boy, I forgot.
I still remember it feeling like such a proud moment because not a lot of bands I was into at the time were getting to number 6 in the charts. So for once in my life, I felt like I was totally up with popular culture.
Oh, fair enough. On you, fella.
Thank you very much. Now, of course, after Tin Planet, you sort of disappeared for a while, and you released another album a bit later on called Suburban Rock and Roll. Do you have many memories of that sort of era?
That was like sort of like quite a dark album. You know? It's always that typical third album, but it's one of my favourites. Like, but we were just the record label we'd signed to. We had a bit of trouble with them, like. It just never worked out, you know. So it was the start of the, we need to like split up for a bit, you know what I mean? You know, we need to like find our muse again. So we all went off, had kids and stuff and became adults and things and, you know, And then the Muse got us back again, like, a few years ago with, we did another album called Attack of the Mutant 50 Foot Kebab.
Yes, I need to ask you about this. What inspired calling it Attack of the Mutant 50 Foot Kebab?
Basically, what it is, it's like every town has the little street where there's all the, like, kebab shops and the chippies and all stuff and the small news agents, right? And then, so I just had the idea of, like, a kebab coming to life and attacking all the Next and, you know, and Primark and stuff and taking back the high streets, you know. So basically that a giant mutant kebab went out and just destroyed all the main shops and stuff, you know.
It's kind of like a kind of more slightly more sinister follow-up to what inspired Neighbourhood, really, isn't
it's
it?
It's true, yeah, it is. It's, yeah, but I get more twisted and sicker the older I get, you know what I mean?
Righto, I'm now slightly worried because I'm talking about the new stuff now. And I'm wondering what I'm letting myself in for.
No, the new stuff is more like, I think it's a bit more classy-like, you know, and stuff like that. It's just like a bit like, as you say, Strange World. It's quite mariachi sound and stuff. We've just gone for more. I want songs to sound great on an acoustic as well, you know what I mean? That type of thing, you know. So it's not just like hip-hop beats and, you know, throw stuff at it and things like that, you know. It's got all them, it's got the same elements that we've always had. It's still got quirky lyrics and stuff and things. So it's just, I can't write in any other way, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's always going to be that. But, it's just, you've got to keep evolving.
Yes. And what we're going to do next is we're going to play the new single and just hear how you've evolved. We'll be right back. It is the sound of the new single from Space and Strange World here on Phoenix FM. And Space frontman Tom Scott joins me in the studio now. So, when will the new single be out?
I think it's planned for the 19th of October. Yeah. So, go and buy it, folks. Do people still buy records now? I don't even know.
Yeah. People are.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, they still use the term buy.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like never in, not quite in the same places that they were back in the day.
Yeah.
So, I should point out that during that song, we were casually talking about the time that you as a band visited Mike Myers' house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was cool, that man.
With his huge collection of Liverpool mugs.
Yeah.
Which he was obviously saving for that moment.
I probably was. Well, his great granddad was from Liverpool, you see, and he was Canadian and stuff like that. But he was just a lovely fella. You know, we had a jam. He got on the drums. We had a big jam around, stuff like that. And it was a great time, man. Boss times, like.
Yes. Yes, you made lots of unusual friends in the US, as you mentioned that was your tour van full of transvestites once upon a time?
It certainly was, yeah. That was supposed to be off air, but yeah, you know, that's all right, Nick. Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't remember where it was, but we parked up and next minute a load of like, transvestites just saw that a band was in town. So they came on a bus and we were all having a chat and a laugh and all that with them and stuff. Nothing else happened, like, you know.
No, no, we're not, we're not suggesting it does or anything
I
like that.
I did try a pair of knickers on, like, but, you know.
Well, you can't not really.
True.
No, well, and on the subject of touring, of course, last year you returned touring because, of course, you released the album and then you were out touring. I mean, myself and Paul, the head of the station, saw you at the O2 Academy in Islington.
Yeah.
What was it like going back out on the road again after so many years away?
Well, it was strange because like that was the one we were really looking forward to, the last gig in London, and then all the computers broke on stage and stuff, like Franny's keyboard player stuff. So it was about like we had to like try and tell jokes and all the stuff, you know what I mean? Which we're not very good at, you know. So, but it's great to get back. Can't wait for this next tour, you know. That's going to be 30 dates, you know, so.
Wow.
Proper, and then we're going to be going. So it's going to be all the UK in October, November, December. And then next year we're going to Ireland, then Europe and then America and stuff, you know, so it's a full on back. Full like with Kebab and stuff like that, it was just like, basically it was just getting back. Let's write an album, put it out, you know what I mean? I think we're going to give this one a bit more of a push, like, so, you know, tour it properly and stuff and see if we can actually sell some.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure that you will. And we're going to hear a new track from you next.
Yes.
So tell us about this track that you're going to do.
This track is called The Loneliest Robot. And it's basically, I love the film Metropolis. So I was watching the film Metropolis and it just reminded me of the female, false Maria and then Maria, the real Maria and stuff like, and just like the idea of dystopia and things like that, you know. Mm. I'm getting all pretentious now, but, you know, forget that. It's still got a bit of melody, like, you know.
Right on. That's good to know. And just to prove that, you're going to play it for us now.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Okay.
Tommy from Space, here on Phoenix FM.
I don't feel human no more, just a machine at the core, engineered and soulless, programmed and heartless, and no one to bless me. I get more like a robot as the days go on. Maybe one day I switch my heart back on. I'm the loneliest robot. I'm the loneliest robot. I don't feel love anymore. Just in bits on the floor. Man-made and hopeless. Programmed and heartless, and no one to bless me. I get more like a robot as the days go on. Maybe one day you switch my heart back on. I'm the loneliest robot. I'm the loneliest robot. happiest robot in the world. No one to bless me. No one to bless me in this world. I don't feel human no more. Just a machine at the core. Man-made and hopeless. Programmed and heartless. And no one to bless me. I get more like a robot as the days go on. Maybe one day you switch my heart back on. I get more like a robot as the days go on. Maybe switch my heart back on. I'm the loneliest robot. I'm the loneliest robot. I'm the loneliest robot in the world.
Excellent.
Cheers, fella.
Tommy from Space here on Phoenix 98 FM, and that was a track from the new album.
Yes.
Entitled The Loneliest Robot. Now, Attack of the Mutant 50-Foot Kebab, it was in many ways kind of quite a Scar-influenced album, yeah, as one of my friends described it. What would you say, what influenced the new album?
Things like Roy Orbison, Mariachi, Spaghetti Westerns. All stuff like that, really. I'm a big, like Spaghetti Western fan and stuff, you know. So, all them things. I want to do a classic sort of, you know, something about robots instead of cowboys, you know. So, that type of thing.
Oh, well, definitely looking forward to that.
Cheers.
And you mentioned that that you're going on tour later on in the year, and one thing that surprised me when I saw you live last year was just the sheer amount of visuals that you use. You use all sorts of like different visuals. What would you say, and what sort of inspires those?
Basically, the songs inspire them, you know.
How do you go about kind of like creating a visual show?
Well, that's down to Franny, our keyboard player. He just basically, like, I don't know, sound old-fashioned, surfs the net, you know. No, he just basically looks on YouTube everywhere, gets all bits, and, like, builds it up and makes things, but finds really obscure stuff, you know. Like, this one, he's got, like, this, that we're going to use for the next tour, is like, it's like Berlin, but, you know, in the decadent Berlin times and stuff like that, like all, like nude news people and stuff like that, but it's not seedy, it looks beautiful, you know what I mean, and cool, you know what I mean, so loads of stuff like that, and loads of all cool stuff, like films from the 70s and things, you know, so there.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Very much looking forward to not just hearing the tracks that you're known for, but kind of seeing them come to life.
Yeah.
That's going to be most interesting. Where was the new album recorded?
It hasn't been recorded yet.
Oh, it hasn't been recorded.
No, we've only recorded.
How much has been recorded so far? Is it just the single,
just
or is there more?
Just the single, and we've demoed the album in just in our bass players on his computer. You know, we've just got the ideas down. Then we've got to go away and all practice and learn them. You know, so it sounds like a proper real band. And then we put all the weird bits on again, like we always do. You know, so.
Weaving your magic, I think, is the term.
Well,
is the term that suits that well. So, when do we hope that will we hopefully be hearing the new album?
March, I think it's going to be out in March. That's what we're aiming for. Yeah. So cool. That's called Strange World as well.
Ah, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And I suppose that'll be available, unfortunately not from Virgin Megastore like back in the day, but
yeah,
from all these new places where people get music from nowadays.
No, we've actually invented a time machine, so you actually can go back to your high street and buy it from Virgin.
You know what?
HMV.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, we haven't done our price, like, but you know.
No, fair enough. There's only so far back in time you can go.
Yeah.
Yes, to be fair, I think Our Price kind of predates your first single.
I think so, it does, yeah.
So, yes. Well, I can't wait to pretend I'm 15 again and go back to Virgin Megastore and buy the new album. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to hear one more track from you.
Yeah.
And seems like it's going to be a bit of a blast from the past. Well, tell us about it.
Well, I think I'll give Neighbourhood a go, see how it goes acoustic, you know.
Okay.
Give it a try, you know.
Okay, well, very much looking forward to it. Inspired, was it really inspired by just kind of like walking around town and imagining, I wonder what they get up to in that house?
It's weird, I grew up. I grew up at a council estate in Liverpool, and basically it was my imagination. A lot of these things happened, like there was like a weirdo priest, you know, like we had a priest who like kept flashing himself to all the young girls and stuff. So it was like one of them Hammer horror films where they all went out with the pitchforks and stuff and went chasing them. We had loads of things. We had like loads of, not so long ago, someone threw a grenade through someone's window, you know what I mean? So it's quite a beautiful place. I love it and I have fond memories of it, but it, like lots of towns, it's got its rough side, you know.
Okay, well, you've put that rough side to good use and made a song about it.
Yeah.
So let's hear it now. Take it away. Tom from Space, here on Phoenix FM.
Who lives in a house like this? Who lives in a house like this? In number 69 there lives a transvestite. He's a man by day, but he's a woman at night. There's a man in number 4 who swears he's Saddam Hussein. Says he's on a chore to start the Third World War. Oh, and if you find a time, please come and stay a while in my beautiful neighborhood. In 110, they haven't paid the rent. So there goes the TV with the repo men. In 999, they make a living from crime. The house is always empty, cause they're all doing time. Oh, and if you find the time, please come and stay a while in my beautiful neighborhood. My neighborhood, my beautiful neighborhood. My neighborhood, my beautiful neighborhood. House like this. Who lives in a house like this? In number 18 there lives a big butch queen. He's bigger than Tyson and he's twice as mean. In 666 there lives a Mr. Miller. He's our local vicar and our serial killer. Oh, and if you find the time, please come and stay a while in my beautiful neighborhood. My neighborhood, my beautiful neighborhood. My neighborhood, my beautiful neighborhood. House like this. Who lives in a house like this? Oh, they won't down cause they think we're strong. But we'll all be waiting when the fall of the sun. In a neighborhood like this, it's hard to survive. So you better come prepared cause they won't take us alive. Oh, and if you find the time, please come and stay a while in my beautiful neighborhood. My neighborhood, my beautiful neighborhood. My neighborhood, my beautiful neighborhood. My neighborhood, my beautiful neighborhood.
Beautiful.
Cheers, brother. Thank you.
Yes, Tommy Scott from Space, live here on Phoenix FM with Neighbourhood. Yes, I'll never forget kind of like the start of that, the opening sound of that as it kicks off the album.
Yeah, it's cool, that, isn't it? Yeah. Can't play that on guitar, though.
No, fair enough. Very impressed with the whistling, though.
And I was a bit worried about that, but I was lucky I had a little bit of tea before I did it, you know what I mean? I thought it was going to go...
Right on. It served you well, and I'm glad our tea contributed to that.
It certainly did.
Excellent. So, I suppose the next few months for Space are largely about getting the single out, and then and doing some dates, then recording the album.
Well, that's it. We just need to start rehearsing for the tour, see what we can do, see if we can do any different stuff and all that. You know, sometimes we like to, people like our fans, we've got like our super geek fans, you know what I mean? They love some like old B-sides and all things like that, you know what I mean? So, yes, I think you fit in there, don't you, well, sir?
Well,
yeah. Well, we're going to be doing some interesting stuff, all the hits, some of the new stuff as well. You know, we know what it's like when you go and see a gig. If you play too much of the new stuff, people start like, you know, because they've never heard it before. They like to get the album and just like,
Learn all the lyrics first.
Well, that's the worst thing I ever have is when people learn the lyrics and I always forget them. And I've always got like fans of singing them. They're just laughing at me because they know I'm going to get it wrong, you know. But such is the life.
Oh, well. Well, got plenty of dates. I know you're playing Chinneries in Southend on the 23rd of October.
Yeah.
And have you got London dates as well?
Brixton Jam. It's called, when is that, Mark? 5th of December.
5th of December.
Yeah.
Righto. So a few opportunities for local people to catch you live. I'm very much looking forward to that. Yeah. All that remains is, where can people find out more about Space?
What's the website called? spacetheband.co.uk and Facebook and Twitter, the usual places, you know. We're very modern. You can even write to us by post if you want.
Ooh, how can people do that?
No, I was just joking. Oh.
Well, you can actually, apparently. I don't know.
Yes, managers have said that actually you can. Yeah, if they go online, I'm sure they'll find
the
address.
I was just trying to be all Luddite and stuff, you know what I mean? You know.
And then you suddenly realise that actually it is possible. Yes, the world hasn't quite moved on from snail mail just yet.
Yeah.
And perhaps that's a good thing.
True.
Excellent. Well, very best of luck with the tour. And thank you so much for joining us, today, Tom.
Cheers, Nick.
And what I usually say to bands is I usually give them a chance to do some shout outs. So if you have any shout outs to people that you would like to do, then you're welcome to.
Well, keep listening to Phoenix 98.fm. There's one. We've done all ours, haven't we, really? You know, just come to the gig in Southend or Brixton Jam. I'd love to see yous all there. And come and have a dance. And we play you some hits. And download the bloody record, as the manager just said.
I think that's all very well put. Well, very much looking forward to seeing the next live show. And thank you very much for joining us in the studio today, Tom.
Cheers, Nick. It's been a pleasure.
The future starts here. Tommy from Space, thank you very much.
Phoenix FM.